This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show. We're in overdrive. I'm David Knight, and joining me right now is Jim Mars, award-winning journalist and author. We've been talking about his book, Population Control, and we are taking calls. We had just gotten to Alex in Virginia, and we ran out of time. Alex, go ahead with your question.
Hi. All right, so when I used to go to school in Florida, it was pretty much in the ghetto in South Florida, and they used to have Cracker Day. Basically, it was when all the black kids would beat up on whatever white kids they wanted to, and they would either throw eggs at us, they would either jump us, but luckily I never actually got jumped, but a lot of my friends did and stuff, and so people would stay home. I just thought it was interesting because I never hear any stories like that, and I spoke to a friend of mine who actually is from Florida, about the same age, and same thing used to happen to him in Miami. They had Cracker Day also, but they had their own little like gangs, so they would.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, the narrative that they're feeding everybody in terms of white privilege to try to get things going is, of course, black people can't be racist. That's what they're told in the universities.
Right.
That's the thing. So, you know, it doesn't cut both ways. But
I'm not going to get into it. But if you want to find out the truth of it, go to the FBI crime statistics and compare the black on white crime versus the white on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
Just check them out. Check out those numbers.
Yeah. Did you have a question for Jim on UFOs? You said
yes. And then my other comment. Kind of question was, I've been looking into the whole UFO thing for a long time since I was little, because I used to have, you know, bad dreams and all kinds of weird stuff happening. But through my research, it seems that, like, the alien thing might also be not aliens from another planet, but, like, entities that are here, like, if you want to say demons or any kind of thing. If you look into, like, Jacques Vallée, the UFO researcher, or John Keel, these guys, they've, like, come up with basically the theory that that's what it seems like it is. It's since the beginning of time how people have spoken about these demons or these, like, entities.
Let's get Jim's comments, because he's written a best-selling nonfiction book, Alien Agenda.
Right. And you're absolutely right. I have lived through the evolution of thought on UFOs. You go back to the 50s. And the vast majority of people, 80-90% of the population, disbelieve there's any life outside the Earth. The few people who did believe said, well, the big question was, do they come from Mars or do they come from Venus, you know? By the 60s, 70s, we'd progressed a little bit. We'd landed on the moon. We knew more. So the question became, do they come from Alpha Centauri? Or do they come from Zeta Reticula 4, you know? And now today, we've even progressed further, and now it's, do they come from space? Or do they come from another dimension? Do they come from another time? Okay, and I'm here to tell you the answer is yes. All of the above. For one thing, there are those who still argue that UFOs are nothing more than government secret test craft, okay? And I'll be the first to say that a good number of sightings, that's probably is the explanation, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. And the key thing is that if you really investigate, you find out that the UFO phenomena has been with us, with humankind, all the way back through recorded history. The Vyamas of the Hindus that are recorded in the Hindu Vedas is some of the oldest writing in the world. You've got Ezekiel and Wheel in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can keep going and right on up to the cattle mutilations and the crop circles and everything else that's going on today. So I would simply say this. If any of you out there say, well, that's stupid, I'm not even going to consider that, then I'm telling you right now, you'll never be able to figure out what's going on in the world because you're tossing out a big piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a Christian, so I believe in extraterrestrial intelligence and
well,
life.
Well, she mentioned demons. You know, who knows? There are there is a metaphysical aspect to the whole thing.
That's true.
But David, it comes down to our interpretation. If you and I are walking through the woods and a little green guy runs in front of us, you know, you may say, "I saw an alien," and I may say, "No, it was a leprechaun." You
That's
know?
Right.
There's something there, but we can differ on how we perceive it.
True. That's true. Well, that's all the time we have today. Sorry to the callers that are still on hold. Jim Mars, jimmars.com. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, August 6, 2015. Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour with a follow-up report to Operation Chaos. What is going on in Europe? And we're going to talk about that in some economic news in just one moment. We're also going to be joined by Jim Mars in the third hour to talk about his book, Population Control. We have an interesting video from congressional testimony talking about vaccines that we'll play for you before Jim Mars gets here as well. Of course, tonight is the first of the big debates. They had a debate on Monday night in New Hampshire. Wasn't very interesting. It showed just how stifled and boring it can become when the Republican National Party dictates the rules, avoids any kind of debate because they don't want a discussion. They want a beauty contest. It's just, but tonight's going to be different. Tonight's going to be different. They're all concerned about what's going to happen when Donald Trump gets there and he doesn't play by the nice, polite rules that they've imposed on political discussion in this country. I think that's one of the big things, the passion that he has, and, of course, his contempt for political correctness. I think we saw that with Jeremy Clarkson, Top Gear, in the UK, of course. That was what got him pushed out by the BBC, even though he had by far and away the largest program on the BBC, the most profitable aspect of the BBC, over 5 million viewers of each episode. It was huge for the BBC, but they pushed him out because he mocked and laughed at their political correctness. Of course, now he's going to have a program based in the United States on Amazon. I think that's what is really appealing to most people about Donald Trump, is the frankness to not shy away from these issues, and really a passion that you can see in the debates in the British Parliament that we don't have here. We have people stand up and read prepared speeches. And it's not because they can't think. It's because most of them have imposed upon them by the leadership these rules of politeness. We saw how they pushed back. Orrin Hatch, Mitch McConnell, and others pushed back and censored Ted Cruz. I don't think censored is the official. That's an official action. They didn't do that, but they called him out on the floor of the Senate because he pointed out that Mitch McConnell had lied. When he was pushing through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he was concerned about the Export-Import Bank, Ted Cruz was. He wasn't concerned about the secretiveness of the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the Transatlantic Partnership. He wasn't concerned about turning over all of the responsibilities of our legislature to pass laws. He wasn't concerned about the transnational governance aspect of it. He was concerned about the Export-Import Bank and other things like that I think were trivial. And, of course, he voted for it the first time through. He knew that it wasn't going to – he had the ability to vote against it the second time. So I think that his second vote was purely political. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the – shooting at the theater yesterday. And I want to do that right now. You know, this is a situation where we see a guy go into a movie, Mad Max. He's dressed up in costume. He's got a little toy axe. He's got a pellet gun. He probably looked pretty crazy as well. Initial reports said he was 51, then 47, then now they're settled on, I think, 29 is his age. He's somebody who has a history of mental illness. He's been committed four times. I've seen various reports. Some of them said that it was within the last year. Some of them said that it's been as long ago as 2007. Nevertheless, what this looks like to me is somebody who's probably a little bit mentally deranged. He's homeless. He's got the money to go to this movie. He gets into this cosplay thing. And because he's got a pellet gun, he points it at a cop. When the shooting starts, he pulls out some pepper spray, and then all pandemonium breaks out. Everybody believes they're under attack. Nobody was hurt in this, except for this guy, and he was shot dead by the cops. Here's how the story breaks down. They say that he entered with pepper spray and airsoft pellet gun. It's not even a real pellet gun. Airsoft, if you don't know, are little plastic, like BBs. They have absolutely no mass. You can shoot that at close range with each other. My boys used to play with airsoft all the time. And an axe. Now, the axe, if you've seen a picture of the axe, you know it doesn't have an edge on it either. So he goes in, dressed up for Mad Max. Theatergoers and the audience, something happens, and they were concerned about it. They ran out. They alerted police officers who were responding to a vehicle crash nearby. And I don't know, but I'm looking at this and thinking, you know, they might have just seen this guy and been concerned that he was going to do something because they saw an airsoft pistol in his pocket, and he's dressed kind of weird in cosplay. And they might have gone out and pulled the cops in. And then at that point, when the cop enters, he points his pellet gun at the officer and pulls the trigger, shooting a massless little plastic bubble at him. The cop then fired one round from his patrol rifle in self-defense and backed out and got the SWAT team. At that point, Montano, the guy who the perpetrator, began to use the pepper spray. Officers said they encountered a cloud of pepper spray when they entered to take him into custody. He attempted to run out of the back door of the theater, and as he emerged with his toy axe in his hand and started toward the officers, five of them opened fire and killed him. Now, here's what happened in the theater. One man was cut on the shoulder. It was minor, evidently brushed against the axe the guy was carrying, they say. His man, his wife, and his daughter were treated for pepper spray. And in this particular article by AP, they say that he was committed twice in 2004, twice in 2007. Now, who's to blame? It's a tragedy. I think it was overreaction by some people in the theater. They got the police to come in there. When he points the airsoft pistol at him, then that's it. They think they've got a live shooter. And at that point, this mentally disturbed man, and it is mentally disturbed to point a pistol at a cop today, and even if it's a toy gun, you know you're going to get killed. That's the way they roll today. Nevertheless, who's to blame? Is it Hollywood? No, Hollywood's not getting any criticism for inspiring somebody to dress up with a toy pistol and an axe and go watch the movie. I've seen this kind of stuff since the 1980s. I remember when the first Conan the Barbarian movie came out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, we made the mistake of going to see it. And there were all these people dressed up in these Conan outfits. It's the first time I'd seen any kind of cosplay like that. But nevertheless, is Hollywood to blame? No. Are we going to blame the hatchet? No. Are we going to blame the pepper spray? No. Are we going to blame the airsoft gun? Yes. Yes, we will blame that. We will not blame the psychiatric evaluation. We will blame the airsoft gun. But we will take a look at the psychiatric evaluations, and maybe we'll have our conservative Texas senator, Senator John Cornyn, join with the NRA to say we need to have more background checks and information. Don't worry. It won't be a requirement. We'll just offer incentives to states to reward them on snooping on everybody. Look, it's not a case of people like this guy who went to the movie theater. It's really more, and we've seen this over and over again. They are targeting, they're angling to go after the veterans to take away their guns. They want to make everybody look like they're a lunatic. They want to find some justification to take away the veterans' guns. They want to find a justification to take away people's guns who are on Social Security by merely saying if you have an automatic deposit of your check, that means that you're financially incompetent. Therefore, you're not competent to own a gun. That's the kind of logic. And now we see the NRA and Senator John Cornyn from Texas pushing to do more federal background checks. Listen, Second Amendment says our fundamental human rights shall not be infringed. And that includes infringement by the NRA by conservative so-called senators. On the other hand, look at what Panama is doing. Panama is lifting a ban on gun imports amidst a rising crime wave. They say more firearms will mean fewer homicides. That's their public safety minister, Aguilera. This is what he says. He says, everything seems to indicate that there's no direct correlation in the aphorism that says more guns mean more crime. He said that relaxed gun laws have allowed the United States to reduce the homicide rate over the last 20 years. That's what we've been telling people. That's what the FBI has been telling people. You can look at the figures and you can understand that. Look at the data. You can see the trend happening. Less gun laws, more ownership in an area. It's not only nationally, but it is region by region. Where do you have the most shootings in the gun-free areas? Where do you have the most killings in the areas like Chicago where they try to control guns? They can't control guns. It's a means of people control. They say under current law, in effect, since 2012, only Panama State Security Forces can import firearms. Now, on the other side, we have this organization, SICA's Central American Program of Small Arms Control. Does that sound like something from the UN? Yeah, because that's their agenda that they're doing. And the person who works for them, the director of that organization, says, this is a decision for each sovereign government to make, but we would take into account that for criminals, anything that's prohibited becomes more attractive. Yeah, that's true. That's one of the reasons why prohibition doesn't work. They go on to say, there is no registry of firearms that come in, much less exact data of how many we have. This is another minister of the Panamanian government. He says illegal weapons trafficking does not generate as much profit as drugs, but it does threaten citizen security. So let me ask him, how well is that prohibition doing at stopping the flow of drugs or stopping the flow of guns? See, prohibition in a black market like that, where people know that they need something, and they do know that they need to be able to protect themselves. But when they want something like drugs, or they want something like alcohol, prohibition simply makes things more lethal. We've seen that. It adds to corruption. We've seen that. And it doesn't stop it. We've seen that. And so it's not stopping there. Last thing on this story, he says, in 2012, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime estimated that an average of 700,000 firearms circulated through Panama's streets. Now, understand, that is where this is all coming from. This is all coming from the UN. That's their agenda, to try to stop all small firearms, to try to do worldwide gun control by stopping the flow of arms across borders. That's what the UN Arms Trade Treaty is about. That's what they've been feeding this with, and that's why they were doing Fast and Furious. They wanted to make a case to push the UN Arms Trade Treaty through. Of course, John Kerry signed it anyway, but it is still not in effect. We'll see what they do. They don't necessarily need to have a law, but we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have a special report in the next section, a follow-up from Alex's report on Operation Chaos. And, of course, Alex Jones is in Europe investigating the globalist takeover that is happening there. We're going to talk about a couple of different aspects of that in this section of the broadcast. We're going to talk about some economics as well as the immigration issue. And, of course, that's a key part of what he was talking about with Operation Chaos. Before we get back to the news, however, I just want to let you know that we have a new flash sale today. We have a 24-hour sale. We've been doing this the last several days. This is a 24-hour sale on Occupower. Today we're offering 30% off of Occupower. That'll last for 24 hours. Again, Occupower is specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. I've done reports in the past for a group called AMD. They work with age-related macular degeneration. Your eyes are constantly replacing the cells in your retina. It's one of the places where nutrition is so incredibly important. And one of the few things that they found that really does help to control and to prevent age-related macular degeneration, which begins with a blind spot in the center of your eye and then gets worse and worse, and it can get worse very rapidly. The only thing they found that really works for that is nutrition. I have an aunt who is still alive. She's 91, and I remember years ago she started having macular degeneration. It was the early stages of it. She started taking a lot of nutrients that were designed specifically to for the eye, and it basically reversed itself for her. She's now 91, and she just stopped driving. Not necessarily because of her eyes, but because of other things. Again, with Occupower, it has essential natural nutrients, things like ataxanthin, lutein, and eyebright herb, to give you the support you need for nutrition of your retina, nutrition of your eye, to prevent that kind of age-related disease. Again, you can get that for the next 24 hours, 30% off, and our free shipping has been extended for this week. As we point out, the July free shipping, we extended it for one more week as a thank you. It will not be extended again. And you can use that for anything at InfoWarsLife.com. All of our products that are there, you can get that with free shipping. Now, getting back to the news, I pointed out Alex is going to be having a report from Italy, a follow-up to Operation Chaos. We're going to have that in the next section. Today, this news, a Euro group of bankers is calling for economic government, quote-unquote. This is on InfoWars.com. They say they want more taxes levied on citizens. But really what they're doing is they're trying to use these economic situations, the economic collapse, the indebtedness of Greece and other countries, they're using that to push for greater control, greater sovereignty. And we've seen Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, former head of the Federal Reserve, say the only way that you're going to solve this crisis in Greece and the other countries that are lined up to have this crisis is to surrender sovereignty. We saw the head of PIMCO, the largest bond company, say the same thing. And now we have Francois Hollande, France's socialist president, calling for a separate economic government to lord over the monetary union, as reported by Der Spiegel. And what they're saying is that it's not only him, of course. Now we have the French prime minister saying that. Now we have another big money man, globalist George Soros, saying that it is crucial that the European Union have a centralized authority. We have told you all along, this is the way this thing rolls, just like we're going to see with the Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnership. They will create free trade zones. Then they will move to a greater economic union. Then they will have an economic crisis because of the socialism and the welfare state policies that they've created and debt the people to where they cannot pay for it anymore. Then they're going to say, well, we the bankers now have to take control over you irresponsible people. That's precisely how this is all working out. And we can see this plan falling into place, as we've been telling you for a very long time here at InfoWars. Another article up on InfoWars.com. TPP leaks show us that the U.S. stands firm that companies should be free to abuse patents and copyrights. This is from TechDirt, and they point out that earlier reports have suggested that everyone was just weeks away from finishing the TPP and the TTIP. Many had said that the only thing holding back a final agreement was fast-tracked authority from the U.S. Now, that's been put through, and I noticed when they were putting that through, they have a lot of different conditions on it in terms of it cannot be stopped. It doesn't need a recommendation out of committee. It doesn't need a recommendation from the leader. If it doesn't go to the House floor within a short period of time, it will automatically go to the House floor, to the Senate floor. At that point, there will be no more debate than 20 hours. The Senate cannot filibuster it. But one of the interesting things, and of course, no amendments, One of the things that was interesting was that they were saying that this agreement had to be, this was something that had to be negotiated after the TPA. And, of course, they've been working on this thing for years. And I thought, well, how are they going to work this out? Well, they're just kind of delaying it. But the latest proposals show that they want to have a system that is anti-competitive, abusive, they say. Because when the Australians said, we're going to take away patents that can be characterized that way, they said, no, we're not.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On yesterday's syndicated radio/TV transmission, I broke down a detailed report on what I dubbed Operation Chaos, how all over the Western world, the elites are encouraging illegal populations to flood in with the promise of free welfare, free health care, have your babies for free, everything else. We talked about cities in California, like Huntington Park, that is appointing to key commissions illegal aliens to run major city departments who don't even have their credentials on top of the fact that they're breaking the law. This is sedition. This is treason by the ultra elite with the outnumbering giant third world populations. And if you look at the parallels with Rome, Caesars, Roman emperors later towards the decline would actually bring in mercenary armies and mercenary worker groups to displace and control politically Romans. That ended up bringing down Rome. And now in Italy, in France, in the UK, in Greece especially, we showed you the New York Times article yesterday, it is a full-scale, again, what was the term that was used? Full-scale disaster, the New York Times said, while they promote the policies of all this free welfare that helps cause this and not deporting the lion's share of these people. The world is collapsing. This is only going to get worse, but the globalists will always offer their solution, giving them more taxes, more power, more police state control, which they then don't even use to secure the borders, the wealth, and the sovereignty. We need the West to stay incredibly wealthy, powerful, innovative, and then transfer technology to the third world and build tourist destinations and economic development zone destinations inside third world nations to build them up. Now, that's the public promotion for 60 years of globalism. They said that, and it made sense, but they haven't delivered. Instead, it's about keeping them poor. It's about exploiting them. It's about deindustrializing them. It's about sowing destabilization. This has all been declassified. That's why they fund ISIS to run around the whole Middle East. And now, if Syria dares fight back against ISIS that's being immigrated in by the globalists, they're going to bomb them starting next week. War has been declared against Syria unofficially. That just shows you the order out of chaos mentality. But Rob Dew was able to get footage, and so was I, of just hordes of illegals just sitting around doing nothing, collecting their welfare checks all over Rome. I was able to get a demonstration basically against the open borders and other issues and what's happening economically on tape as well. So we're going to roll some of that footage here in a moment, and I'm going to be basically narrating over it. But I know you as a listener and a viewer already understand these basics. We've got to get the word out to other people. But this isn't about being nice to the third world that we're doing this. This is being done to economically drive down wages. This is being done to make us poor, all of us, so we can be more politically managed. This is the admitted plan. And it's a revolution where you get the book thrown at you if you're a Hispanic American, a Black American, a White American, an unhyphenated American. If you're an American, you get screwed over. You're known as a chump. But the illegals are above the law and can now be on the city council, just be appointed. It's wrong. It's discriminatory. And no one else puts up with this. Basically, our political immune system has been removed. America and the West has its shields completely down and are being subdivided, are having any original cultures erased and destroyed. So this whole plastic, artificial, matrix-like system of control can be overlaid over it. And that's really the story here. They say Rome is collapsing economically and falling apart and rotting outside the tourist areas. We've been out there and seen it for ourselves. It's not just Rome is collapsing. It's all of America. It's all of Europe. It's all of the West, because we've been sold out by political interests that want us poor, that want us dumb, because they have diplomatic immunity. They have governmental and corporate reservations that are above the law and exempt from everything they're doing that are safe. And as long as the elites don't have to abide by the same laws, don't have to pay the same taxes, don't have to drink the same water, we're screwed. I mean, it's in the news for a decade that the Chinese elite, the German elite, the British elite, the U.S. elite, the Japanese elite don't take vaccines, or they get special secret lots that are, quote, safe and clean. They don't drink fluoride water. They don't eat GMO. They have the secret gardens all over the world. It's even come out in mainstream news where they are producing, for the Chinese elite and others, clean food. The New World Order is like 100 Manhattan projects using our money, our ingenuity, compartmentalized to set up a whole new world for the establishment, an Elysium for the demigods that they want to become. And then we get nothing. Only by admitting what's going on outside of the controlled matrix-like media, only by getting outside the bread and circuses of the modern Circus Maximuses and the modern Colosseums, only by getting outside of that will we regain our humanity and the mystery and the majesty that is the universe all around us. That's how we transcend these people, is realizing there's a whole world of mystery and a universe of mystery around us, but the globalists are no mystery. I mean, I talk about Manhattan projects, 100 plus thousand people involved for 4 or 5 years, kept it secret, no problems. Well, they wanted to admit the A-bomb production out in New Mexico and other areas. I've known since I got on air 20 years ago, I was told by high-level pro-lifers and others, and saw documents and lawsuits that were going on, how they were vivisecting and keeping babies alive and selling their parts. And now it's in the news. People say, oh, so what, kill babies? Well, you know what, so what, kill you? You know what, so what, harvest you? You know what, go ahead and kill veterans. Go ahead and kill old people. They'll kill you too, you dumb punks. You don't have any empathy and you don't demand standards. You don't stand up for other people get screwed over. You're going to get screwed over. Everything the New World Order does is pure death. And it's not going to help the poor people fleeing collapsing Middle East and fleeing collapsing Africa and everywhere else. You got to fix the New World Order that's screwing these countries over. You got to stop globalism that's meant to create a cascade of global crises that bring in total world domination, a world cashless society, a total control grid. I'm going to throw it back to David Knight and the InfoWars crew doing a fabulous job in Austin, Texas. Today we're going out to talk about the Vatican, to research sites around Rome and the Vatican, and bring you a lot of key info because the globalists are making their move. Obama calling for world government, the Pope calling for world government, carbon taxes. They've gone from this doesn't exist to the emerger point where they decloak to fire. We've always said for over a decade, and all the experts have agreed, that when they start admitting all this stuff out in the open, while they denied it behind the scenes, we're in deep trouble. But it's an opportunity because finally, folks, we can say, see, we told you, we wrote books, we made films, exactly as we said now happening, here's the documents, don't live in denial. We can do something. We can say no. We can withdraw our consent. We can vote with our dollars. It's an epic time to be alive. And in my gut, I knew that traveling to Europe to investigate this for myself was key. I've been here a long time ago, but hadn't been to this area in a long time other than the UK. We're here now. And I'm going to be traveling more, a few times a year at least, to Asia and to Africa and to Latin America so we can firsthand really get down in the weeds and break down exactly what's happening. So I'm about to go out. It's in the morning here. I'm about to go out, and we're just going to shoot tons of footage, interview people, see what we see. We've already run into demonstrations. We've already run into just all sorts of stuff. And this is what it's all about, true journalism, where we wear the truth on our sleeve, our bias to be honorable, where we're open about it, where we don't follow talking points. We follow history, our hearts, and the good conscience that the good Lord gave us. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com from Rome, Italy.
And again, that's Alex Jones reporting on the globalist takeover in Europe. And as we mentioned in the last segment, a story up on InfoWars.com, Eurogroup bankers call for, quote, economic government, unquote. More taxes levied on citizens. Proposal floated despite longstanding taboo against EU-wide taxation. So they came in and said it's just going to be a trading zone. It was going to be a free trade zone, the European Union. It was going to lift everybody's economies up because they were going to remove the trade sanctions, let people move freely back and forth between the borders within Europe. And now what we see happening is we see a massive immigration from other areas outside of Europe. We now see that they've taken the socialist welfare states that the bankers have encouraged, said you are now so far in debt to us that we're going to have to take over, take your assets, seize your assets as they're doing in Greece, and seize your sovereignty. That's precisely what they're doing. I'm going to go back and cover some more economic news because the other aspect of this, of course, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I didn't have time to get into that article before we went to break. Before I do, I just want to let you know that we still have free shipping this week. Everything at InfoWarsLife.com is available with free shipping. We have Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. X2 has over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. Let me read you one of those responses right now. This is from Gex611, Toronto, Canada. He says, I love this product. Alex Jones knows what he's doing. I'm glad he's helping many people. This is the right way to do so. Give them something that works fast, that's easy to use, priced fairly, and the results will show for itself. It's a win-win for us all. Exactly. That's why we do this. That's why we support our operation this way. We have to support it somehow. We could do it with donations. We could get government grants, presumably, I guess, from MSNBC. I don't think the government would give us any money. But we appreciate your support. That's one of the reasons we have done it this way. We want to help people to do something about their health, because if you don't have your health, you can't fight the fight for liberty, for individual liberty. So we offer these products, and we appreciate those people who support us. That's why we've extended this for another week. And we also have, just briefly, a flash sale on OccuPower. This is a 24-hour sale. You can get 30% off of Occupower. It's a high nutritional supplement to support your body's eyesight. The retina is constantly replacing cells. You need a lot of good nutrition in order to keep that happening, and so we support that with this natural nutritional ingredients that you'll find in Occupower, things that are targeted towards that. Again, 30% off Occupower for the next 24 hours, everything free shipping just through the end of this week. Now, as we're reporting just before we went to the break, there's another leak of some information from the secretive TPP and TTIP, the Transatlantic Transpacific Partnership Agreements, that we're not allowed to see. They're being created by the corporate lobbyists, and we can't see those. Although we have had Senator Sessions and a few others go to look at it, Senator Sessions says this is something we should all be very concerned about because it is not free trade. This is about creating a global governance committee that we have no say-so as to who goes there, just as we don't have any say-so about what goes into these treaties. And the treaty itself, once it's passed by the Congress without amendment, once that is passed, then it will be infinitely amendable by this transnational governance, this committee that will be set up. How does that work? Well, it's going to be a living document, just as the liberals like to pretend the Constitution is a liberal, a living document. That's the way they get it to be a liberal document, by saying it is living. These are the folks at KEI. They've started releasing a leaked copy of the intellectual property chapter. This is one of the key things that lets us know that this is, besides the international governance, besides the elevation of corporations to the level of governments with this arbitration process that people have talked about, state investor arbitration court, besides all of those clues, we know that this is not about free trade because of things like the intellectual property chapter. As it stood on May 11th, and that was the latest draft prior to the meeting that they had last week, they say, in countless ways, the Obama administration has sought to expand and extend drug monopolies in order to raise prices. The astonishing collection of proposals pandering to big drug companies make more difficult the task of ensuring access to drugs for the treatment of cancer and other diseases and conditions. They say there's widely reported dispute over the number of years of protection for biologic drug test data. But they say this agreement, when they're summarizing what's in there, they say this focuses more on intellectual property rights for drug companies and a death-inducing spiral of higher prices and barriers to access. So one of the countries involved, Australia, put out a proposal. They said, well, countries should be able to cancel, revoke, or nullify a patent if, quote, the patent is used in a manner determined to be anti-competitive or abusive by a judicial or administrative proceeding. Well, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? If somebody is using their patent in an anti-competitive or abusive way, and they've extended it for an extremely long time, then we ought to be able to take that patent away. But the U.S. opposes that, as well as Japan. Somebody should tell the Aussies that that's the whole point of the secret trade agreement, is to extend monopoly control for these people who are writing the agreement in secret. It's not about free trade, folks. We can have this agreement, this argument between free trade and jobs and so forth. We can have that argument, but that's not what this is about. This goes far beyond that. It's about global governance. We've seen the Trilateral Commission even set up to talk about how there would be three different blocks, and then we would combine those three blocks together into a global governance. Those three blocks are, surprisingly, North America, Europe, and Asia. How are these treaties operating? Well, that's precisely what they're creating. Let's look at the way this is working out. We've talked a lot about Greece. We've talked some about Venezuela. Now we see not only has Venezuela given a 700% return on investment to the bankers. They bragged about that. We've talked about that many times, how they would get a 700% return on investment, according to Bloomberg. It was a great investment to invest with the socialists like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela because they knew that they needed to pay the bankers first. It took priority even over their own people getting food, water, and medicine. Now we see Venezuela's inflation is going to 800%. So see how that works? First, you create a welfare state and you go into debt to the bankers. You pay them first. They make a 700% return on investment. The people are starving, can't get food and water, can't get medicine. And then your currency goes into hyperinflation. That's a pattern for enslavement. And that's precisely what they are trying to feed the people in Europe right now when they say that they need to have economic governance. They need to surrender sovereignty to the center. And we see Alan Greenspan, George Soros, PIMCO all saying, yes, the only way this is going to work is for people to surrender their sovereignty. So now we see the latest indication that things are, that socialism doesn't work. Venezuela's inflation goes to 800%. Now, there was an interesting article that we had. I think it was Infowars.com had this, but it's originally from the Mises Institute. And they were talking about Greece's reliance on public funds being the central problem. As we've said many times, it's not that the Greek people are not working hard. When you look at it, they put in an average annual work hours by country. When that's sorted, we see that Greece is second only to Mexico in terms of the average number of hours worked. So they're very hard working. They put in more hours on average than people in the United States do. But the problem comes when you flip it to the next graph. And you see the percentage of population reliant on public funding, a measure of socialism. We see that the U.S. is around 40%, just over 40% of the population reliant on public funding. And, of course, that doesn't include the people who work for the government, unfortunately. So that would put us much, much higher. But just on this yardstick alone, we see that Greece is up to over 60%. That right there is what happens. Eventually, you run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher said. And eventually, they run you out of your home. They seize the hard assets in your country, as they're doing in Greece, and then they dictate to you what your laws will be. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
To the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, August 6th, 2015. We have an article up on Infowars.com video. Berkeley students saying that the Chattanooga attack on soldiers was quote-unquote legitimate. They're also saying that calling the shooter a Muslim is also racist. Well, he actually called himself a Muslim. He made it very clear that he was a jihadist and that he was deliberately targeting the military. But of course, I thought it was only the right-wingers who were supposedly hated the military, the Tea Party guys, and that sort of thing. But we see that these people want to put this into a racist context. That's the insanity that we see coming into this country, where everything is put into a racist context. Just as we saw the video that Mark Dice had, where he was asking people about the Bill of Rights. He talked to a black man, and he goes, I think it's kind of racist, the Bill of Rights. So, yeah, if Hillary wants to get rid of it, I'm sure it's because it's racist. And he goes, well, what percentage would be racist? Well, I don't know, maybe about 30%. 30% racist, so we ought to get rid of it. So what he doesn't realize is that it protects his rights as an individual. And if we stop seeing ourselves as individuals and start seeing ourselves solely as members of groups, then we are ripe to be manipulated for a civil war, for a race war, for political purposes. Take a look at this other article here we've got at Infowars.com. A Twitter bot to correct people who use the term illegal immigrants. Now, this is a couple of politically correct journalists with Fusion.net, a Disney ABC-owned media provider. They created a Twitter robot, a Twitter bot, that corrects people who use the term illegal immigrant. By Twitter bot, they mean that it is searching Twitter. Whenever it sees these terms, this program will automatically send a tweet to them, advising them to change their use of language. It was called Drop the I Bot. Drop the I Bot. Maybe they should just drop their bot. And actually, that's what Twitter did. Twitter suspended their account. But what they were doing was they would see somebody use the term illegal alien, and they would say, quote, people aren't illegal. Try saying undocumented immigrant or unauthorized immigrant instead. Well, actually, no, people are here illegally. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the anger and the frustration that people have. The fact that it's not, they say it's dehumanizing to call somebody illegal, but it's dehumanizing for us to lose our equal protection under the law. We don't have equal protection under the law. They want to attract out-of-control immigration. They want to bring people in faster than we can absorb them socially or economically, and they're incentivizing this. And in order to do that, they're giving illegal immigrants, as well as legal immigrants, benefits that we as citizens don't even enjoy. Things like in-state tuition in every state. We can only get it in the state in which we live. They get it in every state. They have a catch-and-release program for illegal, violent criminals. They're given essentially diplomatic immunity when they commit crime. So we want to see equal protection of the law. We would like to actually see some protection from our government instead of the government constantly attacking us. But of course, when we do that, we get hit with these politically correct robots, which is exactly what we see there. Zuckerberg is saying, another social site, not Twitter, but Facebook executive, says that the GOP's immigration stance will doom it. Well, you know, Boehner, McConnell, Paul Ryan, Scalise, the leadership, they really don't care. They really don't care whether they allow, they'll use rhetoric to get elected that says they're going to do something about treating illegal and legal aliens better than they treat American citizens. They'll say that, and meanwhile, they will let that happen and not do anything to stop it because they could care less about the GOP brand. And you know what? You should care less about the GOP brand. It's just another grouping. to control you, just like getting you controlled into black versus white, Republican versus Democrat. They don't care about destroying the GOP brand, and you shouldn't either. You should care about America. You should care about yourself and your family. The heck with the GOP. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this debate coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.